Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're always available online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Mike Pesca, sitting in for Luke Burbank.
And I'm Allison Stewart. Coming up, presidential candidates did not take the holiday off. How could they? New Hampshire went and moved its primary up. We'll talk about both of those issues in just a moment. But first, let's go to Rachel Martin for today's top stories.
This is NPR.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Australia's Prime Minister John Howard was voted out of office over the weekend, ending 11 years of conservative rule. Kevin Rudd of the Labour Party swept into power in national elections. He ran on a platform of environmental policy reform and foreign policy issues like the war in Iraq. Howard had been a close ally of the Bush administration, visiting the White House frequently and Bush's Texas ranch, and he's been a staunch supporter of the war in Iraq. Rudd has said that his Labour Party would withdraw Australia's 550 combat troops from Iraq, leaving about 300 support troops in the country. In news closer to home, firefighters in Southern California are hoping to have a wildfire under control by later today. The Malibu fire has destroyed 53 homes. It's the second major fire in this area in the last couple months. Reporter Carrie Moran has the latest from Los Angeles.
L.A. County fire officials made a determined effort to stop the fire from spreading much beyond the 4,700 acres it scorched between Corral Canyon, where it began early Saturday, and Latigo Canyon to the north. The devastation between those two areas is enormous and will be costly. Initial losses are estimated at $100 million. Half of the thousands of evacuees have been allowed to return home. Officials expect to fully contain the fire by Tuesday, but some canyon homeowners may be displaced for days.
That's reporter Carrie Moran in Los Angeles. Negotiations are moving forward in two national labor struggles. Hollywood writers and producers are expected to return to the bargaining table today as the walkout by the Writers Guild of America enters its fourth week. At issue, writers want more money from shows that are distributed online. Meanwhile, yesterday talks in the Broadway stagehand strike resumed as well. It was the first time union leaders and owners and producers held formal negotiations since talks broke down a couple weeks ago. Union officials today said some progress has been made, although they didn't disclose details. New York City officials say that strike, which began November 10th, is costing the city about $2 million a day. And in Sunday night football action, a game that was supposed to be a blowout ended up coming down to the wire. The Eagles entered the fourth quarter in Foxborough, leading the undefeated Patriots 28-24, but the Pats scored a touchdown with just over 7 minutes to go and made the lead stand up when Asante Samuel picked off Eagles QB A.J. Feely in the end zone. It was the second time the Patriots have come from behind in the fourth quarter to win this season. They improve to 11-0, while the Eagles fall to 5-6. That's the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.